Then, after the confessor went away, and I remained free, I returned to the state of before. And so it happened that I spent sometimes 1 week, sometimes 15 days, and even months, being surprised by that state every now and then during the day. And I was able to free myself by myself. But when I was found out very frequently, as I said before, my family would then send for the confessor. More so, since they had seen that the first time I had been freed. Well, everyone believed that I would never again recover from that state. But then I went down to the church, and I returned to that state again. And so they would send for the confessor, and then I would be freed. However, it had never crossed my mind that it would take the priest to free me from such a state, or that my malady was an extraordinary thing. It is true that when I would lose consciousness, I could see Jesus Christ, but I attributed this to the goodness of our Lord, and would say to myself, "See how good the Lord is toward me, that he comes to give me strength in this state of sufferings. Otherwise, how could I endure it? Who would give me the strength?" It is also true that when such a state was going to occur, in the morning at communion, he would tell me. And in that very state, the sufferings would come to me from he himself. But I would pay attention to none of this. At the mere thought, sometimes, of telling this to the confessor, I felt I was the proudest soul that existed in the world, if I dared to open my mouth to speak of these things, of seeing Jesus Christ. And I would feel such blushing that it was impossible to say anything to that confessor, as good and holy as he was. It was so true that I did not think that it would take the priest to free me, but that this was happening because of the sanctity of my confessor, that when the time came that he went away to the countryside, one morning after communion, the Lord made me understand that I was going to be surprised by that state, inviting me to keep in company by sharing in his pains. And I immediately said to him, "Lord, how am I going to do this? The confessor is not here. Who is going to free me? Maybe you want to make me die now?" And the Lord just told me, "Your trust must be only in me. Be resigned, because resignation renders the soul luminous, and it keeps all other passions in their place, in such a way that, attracted by those rays of light, I go into that soul and I transform her completely into myself, and I make her live of my own life. I resign myself to his holy will. I offer that communion as the last one of my life, and I gave the last goodbye to Jesus in the sacrament. But though resigned, I felt my nature so much that for that whole day I did nothing but cry and pray the Lord to give me strength. In truth, that situation turned out to be very bitter to me, and without thinking or knowing, I found myself with a new and heavy cross, such that I believe it has been the heaviest I have had in my life. While I was in that state of sufferings, as for me, I would think of nothing but dying and doing the will of God. On the part of my family, which also suffered in seeing me in that state, they tried to send for some priest. But one would not come because of this, another because of that. After 10 days came the confessor who used to confess me when I was little. And it happened that he too was able to make me come round from that state. Then I realized the net in which the Lord had wrapped me.